USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is calling on unity when it comes to the United States' response to the growing coronavirus threat.
People expect us to work together. And I promise you, this president, this administration, is going to work with leaders in both parties. We'll work with leaders across this nation at the state and local level. And this president will always put the health and safety of America first.
The Molson Coors Brewery campus in Milwaukee, Wisconsin is closed after a gunman murdered five brewery workers before killing himself on Wednesday. More than 1,000 people work in more than 20 buildings on what's known locally as Miller Valley. Molson Coors CEO Gavin Hattersley says the campus will be shut down for the time being to give people time to cope. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
How satisfied are you with America's position in the world may depend on your partisan affiliation. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
A new Gallup poll finding that overall 53% of American adults are satisfied with the nation's standing in the world, and that's the highest mark in 17 years. However, the partisan split is evident, with 85% of Republicans saying they're content with the country's position, but the same can't be said for Democrats. Just 19% give the country high marks. Gallup says that 66-point gap between the parties is the largest it's ever seen. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Northeast is expected to feel the brunt of a strong winter storm today. The National Weather Service says a system will bring rain and heavy snow to New England as it moves toward the coast. It'll also bring a storm into the Great Lakes starting today and into the weekend, with lake effect snow likely. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As we go a little bit more in depth on the coronavirus, the number of confirmed cases have surpassed over 82,000 worldwide, and more than 2,800 people have died from the virus. When it comes to keeping you and your family safe from the virus, Dr. Mark Siegel, Fox News medical contributor, tells Fox News,
I think that, you know, being on the alert about this is really key, and I think that people who are sick should protect others by wearing masks, washing hands frequently, and using hand sanitizers, especially on planes and in public places. But the panic that's associating with this is helping no one, and I don't believe that anyone walking down the streets of the United States today has to worry about catching this virus. Well, it's all about isolating people who are sick.
A former president is asking broadcasters to stop running campaign ads. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
Attorneys for President Barack Obama are sending a cease and desist letter demanding that South Carolina broadcast stations stop airing a misleading ad from a pro-Donald Trump super PAC that makes it sound like Obama is criticizing his former Vice President Joe Biden. The ad is part of a $250,000 buy by the Committee to Defend the President. It misuses a snippet of an audio version of Obama's book, Dreams from My Father, to make it sound like he's criticizing Biden's support of the black community. South Carolina's primary is Saturday.
Please remember, you can check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.